Well, a big hi and greetings, Blues fans all over the world. Uncle Buck here, and we are officially in session on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Oh, if you like blues duos and blues collaborations, oh, I think you're going to dig what you're going to hear in the next hour or so. This show was inspired by a blues duo of Bobby Rush and Kenny Wayne Shepherd coming out with an album entitled Young Fashion Ways. That dynamic duo is the featured artist. All the other spins on this week's show are going to be blues duos or blues collaborations. My use of the term collaborations means three or a gang of four or more involved. So let's waste no time and get the blues duos and the collaborations spinning. One of the best-selling blues records of all time, back in 1951 as a matter of fact, but in 1990, a blues duo took it on and won a Grammy with it. Oh, you might have figured it out. I'm talking about John Lee Hooker and Bonnie Raitt and the song, the Grammy winner, I'm in the Mood.
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood of love. Yes, I'm in the mood. Lord, Lord, Lord. I'm in the mood, in the mood, mood. I'm in the mood, I'm in the mood. Oh Lord, I'm in the mood of love. What a race!
Yes, my daddy told me.
I know he did.
To leave that man alone.
Yes, he did.
But my daddy didn't tell me, Lord God, what the man was putting down.
With you, baby, I don't want to be with no one else. I can't get my thrill, baby. I'm lucky I be with you. Go night time and right time. Oh Lord, to be with the one you love. I'm in the mood, baby. I'm in the mood.
I'm in the mood.
Some of your love, some of your love.
I'm coming on.
Some of your love, some of your love. I'm in the mood.
I'm in the mood, baby. I'm in the mood for some of your love.
I mentioned earlier that my inspiration for doing an entire show of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, spinning strictly Blues Duos and Blues Collaborations was brought about by the March 2025 album release of Young Fashion Ways, featuring 91-year-old, 3-time Grammy winner, 16-time Blues Music Award winner, Bobby Rush, and one of the greatest blues guitar pickers out there, in my opinion, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. 44 years Rush's junior, and he's credited with 5 Grammy nominations and winner of countless blues awards. And speaking of the word inspiration, the album Young Fashion Ways was inspired by Rush and Shepherd by a 1955 Muddy Waters Willie Dixon collaboration entitled Young Fashion Ways. As a matter of fact, both Bobby and Kenny have said that the general theme of the album was a tribute expressing their admiration of Muddy Waters. There's certainly been a lot of press since the release of Young Fashion Ways. Rock and blues muse Hal Horowitz, in an interview, said that Rush sings like someone half his age, and Shepherd is undoubtedly inspired by his partner's enthusiasm. Horowitz went on to say that the result is one of the, if maybe more unlikely, combinations of younger and veteran, since Canned Heat revitalized John Lee Hooker. So let's give them a spin. Our featured artists, Bobby Rush, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, from the album Young Fashion Ways. Great song entitled You're So Fine.
So fine, yes, you're so fine. You're so fine, huh? Baby girl, you're so fine. You look fine, half the thing. Sure do what you mind. Every time I see you in your skin-tight britches, imagine as you run wild, I wanna do something with you. You're so fine. Yes, you're so fine. You're so fine, pretty baby. I wanna make you mine. Sweet personality, a smile so bright. You can make a man do wrong when he wanna do right. You so fine. Yes, you so fine. You so fine, fine, fine. Fine, I wanna make you mine. Chicken swamp, hey baby. Tell you, you so fine. You so fine, fine, fine. Girl, I wanna make you mine. You so fine. You so fine. Hey, hey, hey. You so fine. Hey, you're so fine. You're a fine, pretty thing. Girl, I wanna make you mine.
This week's featured artists, Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Bobby Rush, are going to be back in segment two with another great song from that album, Young Fashion Ways. But it's time to give it a go with two in a row. Oh, here's a couple of great ones as we continue the spins on an all-blues duo show. Going to be kicked off by what I would call a blues trio of Jimmy Vaughn, Kim Wilson, and Delbert McClinton, followed up by a duo of Tracy Chapman and Eric Clapton. Their song is Just Give Me One Reason. But here's Jimmy Vaughn, Kim Wilson, Delbert McClinton, three Texans, I might add. Their song is Ain't That Lovin' You, Baby.
Don't even know my name. Let me tell you, baby, tell you what I would do. I would rob, steal, kill somebody just to get back home to you. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? About you, don't even know my name.
What do you say?
Let me tell you, baby, honey, what I would do. They'd throw me in the ocean, I'd swim to the bank and crawl home to you. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? But you don't even know my name.
Well, they may kill me, baby.
Home to you. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? About you, don't even know my name.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, Tracy Chapman.
Change my mind. Hey, I got your number. I know
Then and Now feature, we're going to go back to 1969. Actually, it was a Muddy Waters song covered by the Allman Brothers Band. Name of the song is Trouble No More. Doing the collaboration on Trouble No More was none other than the original group of Duane Allman, Greg Allman, Dickie Betts, J-Mo, and the rest of the crew. Oh, it doesn't get much better than this, folks. The Allman Brothers Band on Then and Now doing the then track of Trouble No More.
Thank you.
The Allman Brothers Band taking care of the then portion of our feature then and now. Ooh, my goodness, wait till you hear a group known as the Brothers taking on the now portion with a live track. That's coming up in segment two. But it's time to put the needle down in the grooves on a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off is going to be the original Blues Brothers, Junior Wells and Buddy Guy. Oh, and they're going to be followed up by, oh, you're going to like this one, folks. Kind of an unusual pairing, I might add, of Mario Biondi, described as an Italian Barry White, teamed up with Chaka Khan. Their song is the Boss Skaggs song, Lowdown. But kicking off this double dose of the blues, Junior Wells, Buddy Guy, and Poor Man's Plea.
Been here since I've been gone. Little black boy with a dirty heart, trying to love my baby, trying to love my baby. But I don't care what the people say. Lord, I got to love you, baby. Don't you leave me, baby. Don't you leave me. The people in the neighborhood trying to tell me pain, but I don't care what nobody say. I'm gonna keep my baby. I got to keep my baby. I got to keep my baby. I got to keep my baby. Moaning in the morning, talking out of my head. I'd be so glad. Sometimes I wish I was dead. Cause I love my baby. Lord, I love this woman. I'm telling you that I need her. I want her by my side. Believe I blow a little bit right here.
Greetings, my friends. This is Stevie J Blues, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues right here on UncleBuck.com. Lock it in and tear the knob off.
Sad truth, a little low down.
Mr. Matt, our producer, is waving at me on the other side of the glass, indicating it's halftime. Time to take a little pause for the cause. Those of you listening to the 8 o'clock Saturday and noon Sunday first run shows, you're going to get a little blues news thrown at you to make you an all-knowing person on the subject of blues. Stick around, though, because I'm telling you, coming up in segment two, we're going to continue the spins of all blues duos and collaborations. Oh, what a show this has been to do for you. A bunch of fun. Segment two is going to be kicked off with a great instrumental, a rare one, by Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Of course, our featured artists, Bobby Rush and Kenny Wayne Shepherd, are going to be back. It's all coming up. It's all blues duos this week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
This is Gemini Dragon, all the way from Louisiana. And you are listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com. UncleBUC.com. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a way to get into segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues for this week. Oh, that was Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Oh, and what a blues duo that was. Overall Junction was the name of the tune. Actually came from a soundtrack of an Albert King TV show that was filmed up in Canada. Stevie Ray Vaughan just happened to be his special guest on that show. With that said, it's time to get into the second installment of our featured artists. Oh, what a blues duo this is. Bobby Rush and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Segment one. By the way, if you missed it, this is show number 256. You'll find it on UncleBUC.com under the archive shows, along with 150 plus other archive blues shows. The Bobby Rush, Kenny Wayne Shepherd album, Young Fashion Ways, is a tribute to the one and only Muddy Waters, who put that song out back in 1955, along with a little collaboration with a blues name that goes in the legend column for sure, Willie Dixon. Blues Rock Review called the album a celebration of the culture and soul of the blues, and the album shows the unparalleled talents of two greats from different generations in the scene. And for our second installment from the album, Young Fashion Ways, Bobby Rush and Kenny Wayne Shepherd messed around with the general theme just a bit, but came across creatively with the general theme that Muddy Waters and Willie Dixon laid down in 1955. So from the album, Young Fashion Ways, our featured artists, Bobby Rush, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Young Ways.
Got young fashion ways. Well, I may be getting old, but I still got young fashion ways. Young big leg women keep a smile. We'll be right back.
see. Well, I may be getting old, but I still got eyes to see. You got something down now, little girl.
Time to get into another double dose of the blues. A double dose in more ways than one, in that everything in this week's show on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is either a blues duo or a blues collaboration of three or four or more. Kicking off this double dose from that big old bucket of blues I brought with me, Robert Cray and Shamika Copeland are going to kick it off, followed up by Walter Trout and Beth Hart. Oh, what a duo that is. Walter and Beth's song is Broken. But here's Robert Cray, Shamika Copeland, one from the past done by Bobby Bluebland, I Pity the Fool.
I pity the fool. I said, I pity the fool.
Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing.
pity the fool. They'll bring your heart one day. They should laugh as you walk away. I pity the fool.
Hey there, Chris Duarte from the Chris Duarte Group, and no matter where you are in the world, you can listen to the blues on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And don't forget, it's
on UncleBUC.com.
Pieces of myself just seem to break away, and I lose a little more. I lose a little more every day. My kaleidoscopic mind, it will not let me see what I left behind and what is there in front of me. Now I find myself wanna feel, but everything seems so unreal, and the world just melts away. It's like my heart is made of steel, and I've been here for so long, trying to be strong, but sometimes I can't hold on. That's when all my strength is gone, gone, gone. Losing all control, trying not to lose all my strength.
see just how much I have lost from the way I used to be. Now it's every day these pieces break away, and all that I have left is out here on display.
In segment one, our Then and Now song, one of those great Allman Brothers Band songs featuring the original Allman Brothers Band, Dwayne and Greg Allman, Dickie Betts, Butch Trucks, and Jay Mello sharing the drum stool on the session. But it's time to take care of the now track of our Then and Now song, Trouble No More, recorded live in 2020 at Madison Square Garden, a group calling themselves the Brothers. Oh, and what a group this was. Several members actually ended up carrying on the Allman Brothers Band name. I'm talking about Derek Trucks, Warren Haynes, J-Mo came back to join in, and they lit up the Madison Square Garden. So let's give it a go. The Now track on our Then and Now feature, The Brothers and Trouble No More.
Good kind treatment, bring it home, son.
Well, folks, I just can't hold him back anymore. Mr. Matt, our producer, giving me that stare, saying, isn't it time for me to surprise you with a producer's pick? Okay, Mr. Matt, get in here. What do you have for us this week?
Okay, Buck, I wanted to stay true to the theme of the show. So in doing so, I managed to find a collaboration as well. This song is comprised of multi-blues award winner and Grammy nominee Kenny Neal and his son Micah Willis. When asked about his collaboration with his son, Kenny Neal goes on to say, "It makes me feel good to know that the blues will live on for generations to come, passing the torch." So without further ado, this is Kenny Neal along with son Micah Willis in The Devils in the Delta on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Devil in the Delta, Lordy, Lord, dog. Devil in the Delta. I planted my seed to the property line. The big black clouds was the welcome sign. Still hear the sound of that howling wind. And if the rain don't come, it's a natural sin.
Lordy, Lord. Devil's in the Delta.
Lordy, Lord.
Yeah.
Devil in the Delta.
Now you can't grow cotton with no steady rain. Yeah. Can you feel my hunger? Can you feel my pain? Well, I work so hard for so little pay. Now I'm praying for mercy on Judgment Day. Lordy, Lord.
Devil in the Delta. Lordy, Lord.
Lordy, Lord.
Devil in the Delta.
Come on.
Devil in the Delta. Lord and Lord. Devil in the Delta.
How about that? Mr. Madden not only came up with a great producer's pick, a father and son blues duo, but looking down in that big old bucket of blues, oh, you know what I'm gonna say, we've got time for two more before we go. It's gonna be kicked off by, oh, listen to this duo, Etta James and B.B. King. Gonna be followed up by the Blood Brothers, namely Mike Zito and Albert Castiglia. Their song is Tooth and Nail. But kicking off two more before we go, Etta James, B.B. King, and Something on Your Mind.
Something on your mind by the way you look at me. There is something on your mind, baby, by the way you look at me. You're thinking brings happiness. Oh, and it'll bring misery. Please, please don't try to tell me. I think I understand. No, no, don't try.
When you're in love with someone and you know that someone don't love you, it carries a heavy burden on your heart to know that the someone that you're in love with is in love with your best friend. And I'll tell you, when someone else is rocking your cradle, you know better than you can rock your cradle yourself, then it's only one thing for you to do. You just pack your clothes, turn around, walk out of the door. Look over your left shoulder as you go out. Then you hang your head and you say, oh, please don't try to tell me. I think I understand. No, 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 no. Please. I understand. Oh, you want me to try to forget you, baby. And I tell you, I'll do the best I can. You know, after you have done all you could do, and you can't take no more, then you go downtown, you get your big baseball bat, and you come back on the scene where the both are still together. And then you just go and kick down the door. And as you kick down the door, you just start beating the hell out of everybody that you can see. Everybody that comes through the door. And just as you make up your mind that you're gonna try to forgive her, then out comes another one of your friends. And that really blows your mind. So you go and think about it. You say to yourself, babe, I realize I've done wrong, but please forgive me. And with a smirky smile on the face, Then she look about you and she say,
if you ever think about me.
Oh, I think about you, baby.
Hey, this is Albert Cummings. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBuck.com. Thanks for listening.
Try.
what a kick this has been. An entire show here on this week's Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, featuring blues duos and blues collaborations. That puts a wrap on it for this week. We're going to fill that bucket of blues back up and be back next week. So make it a point to tune in, click in, however you want to get here, on UncleBUC.com or the Uncle Buck Plays the Blues podcast and the parent company, a great list of Legends Radio Network stations. Go to their website, rt66.media. You can also find Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on there, along with some country, along with some classic hits. But until next week, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.